Superman is stronger than you. Cardinal Point Leadership, 6 Series, Sarcasm, Unconventional Wit, and Unfiltered Reality, 15 years ago. Long before I stepped fully into executive coaching, I was a school social worker. Now if you think that world and the corporate boardroom are miles apart, you'd be wrong. In many ways, the work was the same. We used our words. We said I statements. We worked on playing well with others in the sandbox. We practiced self-regulation, managing emotions before they managed us. The earliest moments of workplace culture, just with crayons. One day, I was sitting in my office with a 6-year-old boy. He was running hot, upset, struggling to put words to his feelings, pacing back and forth. I was doing my best to help him slow down, to breathe, to find his voice. And then, he stopped, locked eyes with me, and asked, "Why did you get married so soon after your wife died?" I wasn't usually surprised in these moments, but this one caught me. He did know my late wife had passed away after a long battle with Huntington's disease. I'd shared parts of my own story with him. Sometimes you do that, disclose just enough to connect. He had experienced loss too. He knew pain, but he was just 6 years old but wise. I paused, eyebrows lowered, breathing steady. I was about to say, "That's a good question," before I could get the words out. He jumped in. "Because you didn't want to be alone." I gently nodded, smiled. "Yes. You're right. I didn't want to be alone." And then, another pause. I was still deciding what to say next, when he bellowed, "Superman is stronger than you." He glanced at me. Waited. "Yes," I said. "Superman is stronger than me." Reflection. Validation. I was still processing. When he bolted out of my office, smiling, and went on his way, I sat there, left to digest all of this. In leadership psychology, there's a term, tough empathy. It's telling the truth, even when it's hard, even when it stings. He didn't have my tact, but he sure had my attention. This young man read something in me, something I thought I was holding steady, something I thought wasn't leaking out into the room. Leaders, let's be honest. The people around you can read you better than you think. And if you've been wearing the cape too long, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is take it off. Strong leaders, really strong leaders, often hide their vulnerability. They confuse transparency with weakness. They carry the myth that the people they lead need to see only the steel, the speed, the certainty. But here's the paradox. Teams don't connect with your perfection. They connect with your humanity. Leadership lesson. Number 1. If you're always the strongest person in the room, you might be leading with half your strength. Lesson number 2. Great leadership isn't about always having the right answers. It's about asking, and sometimes receiving, the powerful questions you didn't see coming. And here's where I challenge my high-performing, high-pressure, cape-wearing leaders. If you had a 6-year-old in front of you, what would they see? What question would they ask? Would they say your Superman is stronger than you? So here's my ask. In your leadership, in your career, where are you hiding behind invulnerability? Where are you avoiding being asked the hard questions? And who on your team is ready to be that 6-year-old, to name the thing in the room? If you want to explore your Superman story, book a session with me and we can unpack this. That's sick leadership. A little sarcasm. A little wit. And the reality that sometimes, the person who sees you clearest is the one you least expect.